Hey, magazine Family Natural Foods is going to be with us in part one, and our friends from Encourage, Kim Shields, is going to be with us in part two. We're going to talk to the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, very nice.
I'm excited.
Yeah. That's cool.
You guys have a great morning.
You too, my friend.
You out there, have a great morning. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, convicted murderer in custody in Pennsylvania.
Shortly after 8 a.m., our suspect was captured.
Governor Josh Shapiro at a news conference moments ago in Chester County after police SWAT teams captured Danilo Cavalcante in a wooded area about 45 miles from Philadelphia. The AP reports searchers used thermal imaging from aircraft above to help officers with their search on the ground below. CBS Philadelphia's Janelle Burrell.
They had police helicopters circling, but because of the rain, they had to ground those helicopters. They were finally able to launch this morning, and that is what led up to his ultimate capture.
He'd escaped from the Chester County Jail 13 days ago while he was waiting for transfer to a state prison. Live shots show dozens of officers posing in a parking lot with Cavalcante, who was wearing a gray Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt. He was found guilty of killing his ex-girlfriend in front of her two children. Inflation sped up in August. As gas prices jumped, the consumer price index rose 3.7% from a year ago. The fallout? CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report is weighing heavily on the Federal Reserve. The Fed's next policy meeting is next week, and it is expected, at least from the hints that we've seen from speeches officials have made since the July meeting, that the central bank will probably hold steady next week on interest rates.
Two controversial world leaders held a summit in Siberia today. Reporter Alex Jensen has details from Seoul.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met his Russian counterpart at a remote space center where he backed Moscow's sacred fight against the West, though weapon support in Ukraine's not been officially confirmed. In return for the kind of rocket technology that Vladimir Putin was able to show off while they were together.
The death toll from severe flooding in eastern Libya has now topped 5,100. The UN Migration Agency says more than 30,000 have been left homeless. Brian Lander with the World Food Program.
People have lost homes. They've lost all their belongings. So shelter will be an urgent need. Food, of course.
A missing masterpiece has been returned. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
3 years after the early Van Gogh landscape was stolen from this museum south of Amsterdam, it came back, bubble wrapped inside a blue IKEA bag. Handed over to art detective Arthur Brand.
It's back.
He's not naming the tipster. The Dow is up 56 points. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This travel tip is brought to you by Fabrice Carr. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg has some tip on saving at the pump when you hit the road this summer.
Doesn't always work out this way, but historically, gas prices tend to drop on Wednesdays, and then they go right back up on the weekend.
While some car fresheners hit you with a blast of perfume, Fabrice Carr works differently. It gives you 40 days of consistent freshness that starts just right and stays just right. Fabrice Carr.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wood County Prescription Drug Take-Back event is scheduled for Saturday, October 28th. You can bring unused, unwanted, and expired medications to multiple locations throughout the county. If you have questions, you can contact Jacob Wagner at 715-421-8907 or email him at jacob.wagner@woodcountywi.gov. Science by the River is coming soon. The downtown family-friendly event is scheduled for Saturday, September 30th. New this year, there will also be a river cleanup volunteer project from 9:30 to noon. Interested volunteers age 15 and older can sign up to be a part of the cleanup crew. The Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market continues until October 12th. They are open Thursdays and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. With the cooler weather, vendors are putting out fall crafts. And mums, pumpkins, apples, and squash are in season. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs around 65 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 44. Tonight, mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Chance for scattered showers Friday. Chance for scattered storms on Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Good morning.
Hello. I'm doing well. The three of us are back together.
The three of us, the band, is back together. We are very excited. We get to do this next week, Wednesday. And then, Greg, I think you should come on Friday. We'll get a little taste of maybe you can jump on the producer board on my last day, and Jane can do
it. Ooh, I like that. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it's getting so close.
It really is.
I got an updated picture of her yesterday, so that was very exciting. She's 6.5 pounds.
Wow.
So she's healthy.
Nice.
She's looking good.
Good. Is she?
Yeah, so we're pretty excited. But today is going to be super fun. Like I said, we're going to start with, I think, some overshadowing news that maybe even over, at least in Wisconsin, it feels like.
Yeah.
Yes, we are working on some technical issues, Kristen Bry. Kristen is at home today, and apparently we cannot hear you on the air, which is odd because Greg and I can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
And
we are gonna be working on it right now.
Yes, we are attempting to efforting a solution. So I'm assuming everything on your end is the same as it was yesterday. Yes. That's.
It's on the radio itself. We cannot hear you. Which the radio.
Our engineering team is on the way and should be here in about 10 minutes or so.
You guys, do you two want to talk about people can actually hear you too?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like when I saw it, like when I saw that Robin Voss volunteered the idea. And I posted this as a response to you, Kristen, on Twitter. I just thought of that scene from Star Wars where he's like, it's a trap. This isn't real. This isn't right. Like, this can't be a thing that's going to happen. I'm like, he just woke up one day. He was visited by three ghosts and he's had a change of heart. It's absolutely. Yeah. But oh, it looks like you're back. Someone said it's back. I don't know because I can hear you. Just start saying everything you feel about anybody you've ever met in your entire life right now.
Well, it's also because I worked really hard on trying to understand everything that was going on with the redistricting case, trying, like I said, to be objective about it. And so now it just feels like I can save it for later.
I mean, yeah.
Apparently, Sarah just checked in and she said, I can hear you on the live stream fine.
Someone said, it sounds like you're in the other room right now and Jane and I are on the radio. So for all those texting, for all those who are wondering, we are working on it right now. We are aware of it right now. Exclamation points, not necessary.
And going back to our favorite Chucklemeister, if I may, just for a moment, Robin Voss. I agreed with Greg in that it's a trick. It's a trick. And he actually started feeling heat for something that he did. So this is a last-minute ditch to try and avoid this case going to the Supreme Court. And then I also have to believe that there is a delay factor as well. So we'll get into this a little bit more. But it's about delay, delay, delay.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Yes, I would imagine that it has to do with being delayed and the fact that the pressure campaign was working and that people were calling. And I certainly was impressed with the amount of comments I got from the video I posted yesterday of people saying, I've been emailing every day, I've been calling every day.
Great.
Supposedly, it was funny. And so that has been very encouraging as far as that goes. And I have to imagine. Feeling pressure of this,
and so they can't decide that which way to go forward. So, just
Price just weighed in saying he could hear us on the live stream, but not on the CivicMedia app. So, I'm gonna let you guys keep talking.
Okay,
it's not dead air on the app.
Sure, figure out what's going on. Sounds good. The developments are gonna be interesting to see, and I think that. I feel like there's just a card up his sleeve.
Oh, always.
Because that's just how Robin Voss cannot be, like, it seems too good to be true. Absolutely too good to be true.
Oh, for sure. That all of a sudden, you know what? We were all wrong.
We were wrong for everything.
Both sides were wrong. And now we're gonna come together and do the right thing.
Holding hands.
Yes, and singing Kumbaya. It's just laughable.
I bought Judge Janet a cake. I was sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So it will remain really interesting. And the other thing too, because he kept referring to the Iowa decision, and because they have done this in Iowa, they had a nonpartisan commission, from what I understand, draw up the maps, and the legislature can still override those
maps. Yes, absolutely. If they do not like it, the legislature can just come and be like, "That was a noble attempt. Very, very good job. We're going to do it ourselves." Because, and then they'll plaster it as, "Well, we weren't able to come to a decision. No matter what happens,
exactly,
we were not able to come to a decision." And that will be the noble attempt on their end. And then they can wash their hands and be like, "Hey, we tried.
Exactly.
We tried.
Look, see, we actually did something. We came up. We stepped up. We were willing to compromise." And that's all I'm seeing now, too, on some social media is, "Well, wait, the Democrats have been screaming about fair maps, and now the Republicans are like, 'Well, we'll do that.' And now you're saying no."
Yeah.
Come on.
And that's going to be the other thing that people will say, is something like, "Well, the Democrats didn't want to help us in this."
Right.
"So we had to do it all on our own. Because we care about democracy, because I'm Robin Voss, and there's two things I love, popcorn and democracy." The order of that fluctuates depending on the day.
It changes. It changes a little bit. Sarah checking in on the live stream. "The only time Voss can be trusted is when it's in his own self-interest."
Absolutely.
And I don't think that's wrong.
And that's what he spent a career doing, is making everything his own interest. It's a self-interest always, whether it's property, whether it's popcorn, whether it's government, whether it's holding on to his district with, what was it, 16,000 votes? I mean, it's just absolute madness.
And so the idea that he's actually coming forward in good faith to do this is pretty funny. it really is.
Yeah, I didn't trust it from the moment. I had a moment of shock. My jaw dropped, and I was like, "Yeah, okay, right."
Oh, yeah, right. Sure you did. Well, I do think that it's really impressive how people responded and actually did something.
Yeah.
And called and emailed. And it should be nothing if not a little reassuring that it works.
We see this in the election cycles. We see this happening with, you know, when we make the case and we make it known that this is dire, people show up to the polls. They call the representatives. They write letters. They do what's necessary. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we move towards something better.
That's the hope. All right, we are going to break. Come back with us on the other side. Kristen could maybe be back. And if not, Greg and I will be here. This is Ask Us Wisconsin of the Civic Media Network.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto. Trying to lose weight and get healthy naturally? Stoiber Healthcare can help.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 8 weeks eating real food without dangerous drugs or exercise. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for a free consultation today.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's 55.
As goes Wisconsin, Kristen Bry, I can see her. We just can't hear. She's there. Oh, there you are. We're having some technical issues. Engineering is on the way. They are doing a major overhaul of our studios, and so there's lots of pieces. There are lots of pieces involved. Yes, and apparently there was some falling of ceiling last night, and
that's exciting.
Band-aids were involved. Oh, and
Corey Harmon says she's on. You're on.
I am on.
We did great. It. I sat here and I just kept my fingers crossed for technology. You know what, guys? You got this. I'll be out of here. I'm out of here. See, have a good show.
So let's just pretend that this is the start of the show. How about that? Jane,
works.
Greg, how are you doing this morning?
We are so glad to hear you. We're so glad to hear you.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So did you hear about yesterday and Robin Voss changing his mind about nonpartisan naps?
What did Robin say?
Who's Robin Voss?
He's my favorite Jugglemeister.
Actually, a funny story about who is Robin Voss. I had a family member who does not live in Wisconsin and does not follow politics as much, but saw the video that I had made yesterday and said, my biggest takeaway was that I was surprised to find out that Robin Voss is not a woman. Which is just here because I didn't put a picture of him up.
Also, Robin Voss is trending on Twitter right now, and that can't be good.
So let's start at the beginning. Okay. I wanted to break this down because I feel like this is confusing and there is so many moving parts to both the impeachment stuff, to the Megan Wolf stuff. Like, there's constantly things happening. And so with this new change, I want to be objective because honestly, when we talk about Iowa style maps, this has been a gold standard for a very long time when we talk about redistricting. And I don't want to just immediately be partisan and say, like, you know, this is a trap. So let's try to actually break this down of what happened yesterday. What is the Iowa style system? What's in this bill? And then I have some red flags. So we're not going to get it all through in this segment, but in this hour, that's kind of what I wanted to go. So yesterday, after this has been weeks of impeachment talk, Robin Voss and the Republicans in the assembly hold a press conference and they announce that on Thursday, so tomorrow, the assembly is going to consider a new redistricting plan, not maps, but a plan. And this is without a hearing, without a vote. This is fast. And the plan is going to be similar to what Iowa does when it draws their maps. So the question is, what is the Iowa system? So since 1980, they've used an independent commission to draw the maps, and it's a model for other states that have started to adopt this. However, in the nonpartisan in that system, they're still voted on, even when who draws the map is nonpartisan, but who votes on the maps to accept those maps is the legislature. So they're still approved by and voted on by the legislature. So under this plan, this is basically avoiding the lawsuits going forward Because if the lawsuits go forward, as far as I understand, the justices get to pick the maps. In the same way that what happened this last time around, there was multiple maps in the lawsuits for the maps that were decided on in 2022. Originally, if you guys remember, because where Hagedorn ended up voting, they chose Governor Evers' maps because the criteria that was put forward was least change. And according to that criteria, Governor Evers' maps was the least change. That got challenged, went to the U.S. Supreme Court, came back, ran out of time, and then Hagedorn switched and voted for the even more gerrymandered Republican-drawn maps. So in this lawsuit case, basically the justices could be the final decision on maps of what's chosen. So this is their attempt, there being Robin Voss and the Republicans, to not let the justices, the liberal majority justices, pick the maps if these lawsuits move forward.
Right.
But it still gives them the power, unless there's an amendment to the bill as it has been proposed and is being rushed through, to have them still be able to vote or amend what gets drawn by a nonpartisan independent committee. Questions?
Will there be a quiz? I mean,
but it's complicated, right?
It's it's very complicated, very convoluted. There's so much nuance involved in this.
And so that's the thing, when you see the headline that came out, is like all of a sudden Robin Voss is in favor and wants nonpartisan maps. And it becomes this very easy thing. Like, well, you guys have said you've wanted nonpartisan maps forever. How are you against this now? Because Tony Evers, the next step after they had this press conference, Governor Tony Evers immediately was like, it's an immediate no. It's a no for me, dog. put out a statement basically saying he did not trust Republicans to engage in this process. And so I don't think this will move forward, but it's interesting as far as the politics that are at play. And I would say, as far as trying to look at this like objectively, I have some red flags. If you have some red flags, Greg, Jane, people who can finally hear me at home, 844-967-2789. I would love to hear if you've managed to read any of the articles or peruse Twitter or try to wrap your head around this fairly complicated scenario that we find ourselves in. Are you for it? Do you think the Iowa-style scenario would be good for us? Is it is that a step forward? Is that bipartisanship? Or are there also some red flags that you're seeing that you would be like, maybe not? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. So happy everyone can hear me. So happy to be here. Happy hump day. Let's keep it rolling. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wood County Prescription Drug Take-Back event is scheduled for Saturday, October 28th. You can bring unused, unwanted, and expired medications to multiple locations throughout the county. If you have questions, you can contact Jacob Wagner at 715-421-8907 or email him at jacob.wagner@woodcountywi.gov. Science by the River is coming soon. The downtown family-friendly event is scheduled for Saturday, September 30th. New this year, there will also be a river cleanup volunteer project from 9:30 to noon. Interested volunteers age 15 and older can sign up to be a part of the cleanup crew. The Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market continues until October 12th.
They are open Thursdays and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. With the cooler weather, vendors are putting out fall crafts. And mums, pumpkins, apples, and squash are in season. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Join the Historic Point Boss for their campfire cooking workshop on Saturday, September 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Learn basic fire building and primitive cooking methods, campfire and open hearth cooking using cast iron, and cooking and baking on an 1850s kitchen range. Pre-registration is required. Cost is $15. Call 715-459-1722 to register. Boys and girls ages 4 to 10 years old are welcome to gear up and give hockey a try for free on Saturday, September 16th from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Southwood County Rec Center. Pre-registration is required. Go to the Southwood County Youth Hockey Association Facebook page.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs around 65 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 44 tonight, mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 73 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Chance for scattered showers Friday, chance for scattered storms on Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
To As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. Jane Matinair is on the board. Greg Bach is here because it's Wednesday, and we are talking about the about face that Wisconsin Assembly Republicans have apparently had when it comes to a nonpartisan redistricting committee and letting them draw the maps in an Iowa-style change-up to what they've been opposed to for years. And I'll tell this story because I know we have a call, but I tweeted this out. I think I retweeted that this is different. And there is a certain account that is a anonymous but active conservative Twitter account that it's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Opinions parentheses parody. And they responded to me and said, I want to see a TikTok video that's actually fair about this. I'll be watching diligently. Meow. And so I just responded to them. It's like, So you're saying you watch my TikToks? And he said, I am saying that. I get frustrated watching them, though. And I wanted to write, I get frustrated making them. So same, same. But in my attempt to think about this objectively, I wanted to present these instead of immediately pooping all over this idea. I wanted to say something else. I do have four red flags to me that I think should be at least addressed. But before we do that, I want to see, do you have any red flags? Do you like this idea? Do you think this is an actual opportunity for a bipartisan agreement and we can move forward and sing kumbaya? I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we have Eric on the phone. Eric, is this the bipartisan agreement we've all been waiting for?
I'm not sure. My understanding of what they do in Iowa, what's presented to the legislature, cannot be amended. It has to be either approved or disapproved, but they can't amend it. If what they're what Robin Voss is proposing can be amended, then it doesn't help at all, because they can just, you know, they could just skip the whole process and amend it to whatever they wanted to amend it to. But if it couldn't be amended and it was the same thing they were doing in Iowa, I think it would be great.
So, yeah, so I think that, thanks for the call, Eric. And so that was my first red flag, because apparently in the bill that was proposed as written, the legislature can not only reject the maps drawn by the nonpartisan body, but it can change them however they want. Yep. And so he was willing, and I will say again, because we're trying to do this objectively, as people started to raise that argument yesterday, say not only could you amend by the third go around from the nonpartisan body, the legislature could then amend the maps. They could also just not approve the maps, and we're just stuck with the maps that we have. And so as that objection was raised yesterday, Robin Voss retweeted Governor Evers' tweet and said, actually, I'm willing to offer an amendment to address this concern if you will sign it. Let's not play games and get this done. The Iowa process works well, as you have said for years. Again, I am trying to be objective.
Yep.
I'm answering the call and the request.
Robin Voss said, let's not play games. Come on.
I love watching this, the battle between the jaded and the hopeful. Who will win?
The fact that they're gonna vote on this tomorrow is a game.
So that is my red flag number two. Red flag number two to me is the very rushed nature of this. So the fact that this does not get a public, this would not get a public hearing, is a giant red flag. The fact that this bill was drafted at 3 a.m. on Tuesday morning is a giant red flag. The fact that they want to vote on it tomorrow is really rushed, because when you think, he hasn't even said he has the support of Senate Republicans yet. Like, this is just the assembly moving forward and not something that they have even talked about with the caucus in with Devin LeMahieu. And I haven't heard anything publicly from Senate Republicans yet.
But isn't it just assumed that, of course, they're going to do whatever Robin Voss wants?
I mean, that makes sense.
In the Senate? Oh, yeah. No. The Senate? No, Devin LeMahieu and Robin Voss do not necessarily get along.
Oh.
There's a great picture of them together sitting in the legislature. Neither one look happy to be next to each other.
Aww. Yeah, there's not like lockstep coordination. I mean, think about what over the summer when they were talking about the abortion bill, because Robin Voss did the same thing where he proposed, the Assembly Republicans proposed a abortion bill with exceptions in it for both rape and incest. And the Senate Republicans were like, we're not on board with this. And so there was no coordination between those two. So ultimately, I think what isn't a red flag is that if you're going to do an independent redistricting, like, it requires transparency, it requires public input, it does not require less than 48 hours for a turnaround time to get a bill pushed through, but, and then claim, we're trying, look at what we're doing now. We're all on board now. And so that is my red flag number two. But I want to hear your red flags, or tell me that I'm wrong. Tell me that there's nothing to worry about. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Price on the phone.
Morning, Price. Hey there.
Go ahead.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. Just making sure. Anyway, right. So there's a couple red flags for me. A, obviously, the number one is Voss proposed it. The other one is that he says to Evers, yeah, I'll write the amendment. You just sign it. Come on. Let's be real here. And the third was just going through Twitter yesterday. There's some guy named Ron Tussler that I hadn't heard of, but he's in the assembly from Harrison. And he puts up this huge announcement that we've got this new plan and we're going to work together and everything. And his body language and his face is so just full of it. It's completely a work and just shows that you just can't trust him. And I don't trust it. And I would have to see everything written out of what they want. And that's all I got. But it's a complete work and I don't trust them at all.
Thanks so much for the call, Price. And I actually have that tweet and that video from State Representative Ron Tussler. He put out the first tweet saying, huge announcement. We heard your thoughts on the redistricting process in Wisconsin, and it's time for a change. Wisconsin Republicans will introduce a nonpartisan redistricting plan based off the Iowa model. This plan has been hailed as the gold standard redistricting model for Democrats and Republicans alike. Republicans, Democrats, and the governor pushed this plan last time redistricting happened in 2020. And he has a video, his corresponding video, as Price said, but then a conservative anonymous account responded to him, to Representative Tussler, saying, you're getting rolled. And his response, State Representative Ron Tussler's response was, perhaps, why do you think we are all of a sudden in favor of something that we were against?
Ooh.
It's like, oh, that, were you supposed to admit that I don't publicly?
They keep saying real things out loud. Yeah. That's really going to trip them up.
But this is, to be fair, this is what a pressure campaign is supposed to do, right? This is what calling and saying, we do not want you to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. We do not want you to overturn this election. We want 73, you know, the percent of people who want a nonpartisan redistricting independent committee to be drawing the maps. Like, this is what we've been saying that we wanted. We wanted accountability. We wanted representatives who were actually listening. If this is how we get there, because they're scared that this is a better scenario to follow through with this, then let it go through the courts. But like, at least they're listening and at least they're responding, because we so often are talking about how the fact is, because of the gerrymander, they don't have to respond. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was, I got a response yesterday saying, newly elected State Senator Dan Knodel, who basically ran on considering impeachment since he would be the vote for a supermajority in the state Senate, who only won by less than 1%, is sending fairly snarky responses to his constituents who are saying they're concerned with the impeachment. And I was like, that is interesting, because you did not win by very much to not be listening to the people who got you, who you represent.
Yeah, you don't wield that. You don't have Robin Voss power.
Do we have any examples? I would love to hear some of his snark.
I will have to look that up. So while I'm looking that up, let's take Mark from the SAC.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Mark.
Hi, guys. Yeah, hi. I'll point out that the current maps certainly don't meet the standard, but as our Constitution says, the maps would still have to meet constitutional muster, regardless of if we have the Iowa model on, and be bounded by, I'm reading this directly from statute, by county, precinct, town, or ward lines, and to consist of contiguous territory and be as compact a form as practicable. They'd still have to meet that standard. And unless they do that, I mean that I don't trust, I wouldn't trust, as I said, just I wouldn't trust Ron Voss as far as I could heave him, or even if I could heave him with Mel Brooks' catapults from History of the World, Part 1. Where he,
deep cut, know, Mark, deep cut.
That where the king was, you know, doing his little skeet to shoot, but it is just ridiculous that we would trust Robin Voss, because I saw today a little article that apparently he's requesting a little 3-judge panel of former justices to decide what recusal rules or not, and it just is or impeachment rules or not, and it's just Robin Voss is scurrying for cover now, like the little rat he is. And that, And Dan Canola's lucky he's not my representative, because I have some rather salty comments I'd be making to him. That and I also know some good ones without making any threats, like, you know, some people on his side are actually akin to doing that. I know interesting ways of questioning a man's manhood that that he probably wouldn't be too fond of.
Okay, Mark.
Mark is spicy today.
Spicy, salty Mark today.
Thanks for the call, Mark. So this, I do have the email from, I will not say who, it was forwarded to me.
Okay.
But constituent, thank you for contacting Senator Knodel regarding impeaching Justice Protasiewicz. Impeachment proceedings start in the Assembly, not the Senate. Therefore, Senator Knodel has no authority to initiate the process. For a different perspective, former Governor Scott Walker released an opinion the other day. You can read it here. And they linked to the Washington Times on an opinion piece, because Scott Walker still has something to say. And I guess as authority over this, that people should be considering his opinion when talking about impeachment proceedings. I hope you find this information helpful. I will make sure to pass along your comments to Senator Knodel. Thank you for your advocacy. William Neville.
Wow.
William wow. Neville.
But again, Senator Knodel, he basically ran on this, saying that he would, before either of them had been elected, talking about how he would have, you know, very seriously consider impeaching her, despite the fact she hadn't been elected, and despite the fact he hadn't been elected.
Yeah, well, they can, but see, that's where the wonderful part is, if you're a Republican, is you get to do all the things that the other side that you decide can't do. They get to say their opinions on things before they've happened, but no one else on the other side can do that. And by the way, if Robin Voss wants to put together this panel of former judges, I'm sure Michael Gabelman is available. We can pay him a couple more $1 million.
Yeah.
I do love that part as well, because one of the quotes from the press conference yesterday from Robin Voss was, hopefully it means that we will take all of the money that has been wasted by the liberal interests suing us over maps, and instead we get to say we don't need to waste those taxpayer dollars because we can adapt the process that has been used flawless wirelessly in Iowa. I don't know what that means. Because that's who's wasting money on lawsuits, is the liberals. All right, we'll keep this going at the break. 844-967-2789. What red flags do you see in this plan? This is As Goes Wisconsin. Got a million ways to say another crazy day.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile!
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The simple click of a seatbelt can mean the difference between life and death. But don't just take it from me.
As a nurse for the last 34 years, I've seen way too many people seriously hurt in crashes because they weren't wearing a seatbelt. Please protect yourself. Spare your family and emergency responders from needless trauma. Buckle up. Every seat, every trip, every time.
A life-saving message sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair on the board and Greg Bach co-hosting with me today. And we are wrapping up our conversation around the 180 that Assembly Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature have apparently had a change of mind, a change of heart on who should draw the maps. And they would like a nonpartisan body to draw them instead of the justices ruling on them. And so I had some red flags that I was trying to offer, as I would love to hear the, you know, objection handling to these red flags. And still taking any of your texts and calls, 844-967-2789, as far as how you understand what this proposal could mean. But any final thoughts from you, Greg or Jane?
Well, can I just say, I am so impressed by the Republicans' dedication to doing something that they love meeting in the middle of the night. They just love meeting when no one's around and there's no press and no one can see what they're doing. And it just instills me with so much confidence and trust.
Kristen, I think what Jane said was sarcasm.
It sounded, I mean, we're not in the same room like you two are, but it did sound little sarcastic.
It's on the desk. The sarcasm is on the desk right now. It's just everywhere.
We have a text from the 262. I think that Robin Voss has earned our complete trust. No doubt he's working for totally fair maps in this time around. Scooter in Wauwatosa. And John from Menomonee Falls, dear sweet John, once again, Robin Voss is playing the role of the scorpion on the back of the frog. Give him another chance and he will stab you in the back again. He can't help it. It's just in his nature.
Dang.
Yeah. And it's, you know, we are getting to the point where it's like, how do we ever move forward? The trust is so broken. The trust is so broken on what's been going on between the seven justices on the court right now. The trust is so broken between Robin Voss and Governor Evers. Like, I don't know how we move forward. And I mean, the same thing goes for the tit for tat that's going on in the U.S. Congress and everything federally right now, as far as those impeachments. Like, it is exhausting to keep up with. It is exhausting to try to understand what is politics and what is truth, when I think many of us just want a functioning government.
Yep.
Like, doesn't that sound nice?
Where they actually, I don't know, do things for their constituents and respond to the things that their constituents have told them repeatedly that they want.
I'm even down for,
care about,
like, the old Hollywood adage, one for the studio, one for myself. Hey, if you pass a bill that helps us, pass a bill that helps you. I'll lower the bar that far down at this point. But when we can't even listen to a politician give an idea, before he finishes the first sentence, we're like, nah, it's not right. That's not going to happen. I mean, that is a problem.
Well, I mean, because that's the thing, you know, what totally got overshadowed is that yesterday the Assembly also passed their tax cuts. No, I mean, none of us are talking about that today. One, because it still has to go through the Senate. And two, because Tony Evers has already said, I'm going to veto this. And it goes forward to next week when there's going to be the special session that no doubt the Republicans are just going to gavel in and gavel out like they normally do. But it is the continuous, like, revolving door of this is a non-starter. This is a non-starter. This is a non-starter because of which side proposed that plan.
And that's it.
And
that's the other thing, too. They're just sneaking the tax cuts in with all this window dressing. And we're like, when did, like, in 6 months, people are like, when did that happen? While they were talking about maps and impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it every time.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones. Cindy from Appleton. Thoughts on the new announcement of potential nonpartisan redistricting?
Well, talk is cheap, but I would just like to say, what scam are they going to replace this scam with?
What do you mean?
Well, meaning they're doing this, but they've got something else they're planning up their sleeves that will be just as evil. So I don't put stock in anything they say anymore. I will say I will believe it when I see it.
You mean, Cindy, you're not reassured by the fact that they hold meetings in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning and do things that are solely for the benefit of their constituents?
Do I look like I just fell off the turnip truck?
I feel like Cindy and Jane would get along. I think they ever went out for a drink together.
We can have a sarcasm contest, Cindy. It'll be great.
There you go.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thanks for calling, Cindy. I would say the only other red flags I had with this, my red flag number three was it's a bill that's being advanced without any support or input from Democratic lawmakers. And finally, it's just the timing. It's like, this is very convenient that now this is when they have a change of heart. When, the pressure campaign that was started last week, that people are calling, people are texting, and I am sure there is enough happening in the backdoor talks or the backroom talks, basically being like, I can't do this. Like, I can't vote to impeach her. This is wildly unpopular. There's a lot that I will go along with, but I'm not going along with this. And so they have to reverse course.
And we were talking about this a little bit earlier. It makes me really proud of folks that that they got involved and they stepped up and they emailed and they called. I want to have a big group Wisconsinite hug because we did it.
Did you hear that, folks? Jane wants to hug you.
Well, he has not taken, Robin Voss has not officially taken impeachment off of the
understood
range of possibility right now. But
we know we know people will mobilize.
He's eased his rhetoric on the topic. But so this is something we will certainly keep measuring the pulse on, because this is pretty important and pretty interesting to see where it goes from here. But how did I do on my objectivity?
You did great.
I thought you were great.
You presented the case. You gave your thoughts, your red flags. I really like the way you did. You laid it all out there and you just made it I thought it was objective. Jane,
yes.
Always, always great to hear from you. And it's sage-like wisdom. It is.
I'll take that.
It comes from experience. Yes. All right. When we come back from the top of the hour news, Alan Borsick is going to be here. He wrote an article recently for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on some things that we should be excited about and look to as far as shining examples of Milwaukee schools. We'll talk about what is the common thread between them. Does it just come down to money, or is there other leadership that has it something to do with what schools are doing well? And then we're going to have some fun. We're going to light it up. What are the worst TV decisions that you can remember? So we'll do that at 11:30. But stay tuned. There's going to be more in the next hour. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
A public service announcement brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcast.